Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. And Jordan, let's talk about the gold market on a long-term chart. One of the important aspects of looking at this long-term chart on a monthly basis is even though we had that nice rally that started in October and carried us through about 5 months for gold, the recent top out at about 1350, it's actually a lower high from the highs that we have been experiencing back in 2016. And that's a consistent trend that we have been seeing. What are your concerns taking into account this long-term chart and that recent top that we just had in gold?
First, stepping back from gold, I think we need to look at silver and the gold stocks because they're long-term charts. And I'm not just talking about a year or two, obviously. I mean, look at a 5 or a 10-year chart. Those markets are still in long-term downtrends. I mean, it's quite obvious when we look at the lower highs. When we look at gold in a monthly chart, which I'm looking at right now, it's less obvious because it looks like it's been going sideways. However, I'm looking at, I think at the beginning of 2014, it got up to 1392, then in 2016, 1377, then 1369 and 18, and then recently 1350, although minus 20 cents. It, technically, it did not, and it's fine to round it up, but if you're looking at the chart, and especially when we're taking into account what happened in February, I mean, it's a clear lower high. And so that, and you can't really dispute that when you factor in, you know, what's going on with silver and the gold stocks, as we said, which is more obvious. And so gold's failure to reach the 1360s is disappointing, honestly. And if you're a bull, I mean, which we all are in the big picture, we really need to see gold bottom out soon and rally back up to that, you know, area of resistance in the 1360s and 1370s. That would be a lot better than if it just kept moving lower now, because I could draw a triangle from the 2017 or the December 2016 low, you know, through the lows that we had in late 2018. And you could draw the top by taking the 2016 high, and then the, you know, you go through, I think, the 18 high and then the recent high. So you have a consolidation triangle there, and the support in that triangle is probably in the low 1200s. And if we see a convincing break below that, then it could get ugly for the gold market. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but as investors, it's just important that, you know, we have all scenarios in play. If, you know, perhaps gold and gold does have the 200 day at 1252. It has good support from 1265 to 1280. And, you know, the bullish scenario would be it bounces pretty hard at one of those support targets and rallies back up to, you know, resistance in the 1360s, 1370s. So that's, you know, what I'm looking at now. And of course, you have to pair that with fundamentals. And, you know, we're looking for a rate hike, or excuse me, a rate cut to kickstart this bull market. And I know we're going to talk about the stock market, so we'll leave it there. But, you know, if a rate cut is, if it doesn't look like it's going to happen over the next 12 or 18 months, then you don't have any bullish catalyst for precious metals, in my opinion.
Now, one more comment regarding the formation in gold and this pennant formation. What if we get even more of a boring market? The gold price moves sideways, remain very much range bound, even in a tighter and tighter range. Beside the market just being boring, would this be encouraging to you or a negative?
It really depends what would happen with silver and the gold stocks, honestly, because they're the ones who have led this long-term downtrend. And if they were showing a lot of relative strength and they looked like they had bottomed out, and that coincided with the Fed looking like it was going to cut rates. See, I'm bringing fundamentals into it. If that coincided with the Fed looking to be easier in the form of rate cuts, then that would be encouraging. But it's hard to say, honestly. I mean, the longer it consolidates in a big pennant, and if the stock market was able to make new highs and stay at new highs, then, you know, that would not be positive for precious metals.
Well, I think you bring up a very good point, too, is that we need to watch silver and GDX, let's say, even more closely than what gold's doing, because gold has been, when you compare it to these other sectors or markets, it has been stronger than the underlying gold stocks and of silver. But that monthly silver chart sure is ugly in terms of the consecutive lower highs. And in terms of the lows, they've been mixed. They've been all over the map. But those lows are that low back at the tail end of 2015 at 1362. And then the most recent low back at 1386 in November. Do you see silver going back, testing this mid to higher 13 level?
Yes, I think it's more likely than not that silver is going to test that low. And if that happens, you know, we probably, I'm jumping the gun, but I think if that happens in silver, then the gold stocks are probably eventually going to get somewhat close at best or at worst to their 2018 lows.
Okay, so let's also talk about just quickly the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar has remained relatively strong. It hasn't broken out, but it again is testing, or at least coming close to that higher level. A lot of this can be attributed to the weakness around the world, but the fact of the matter is this U.S. dollar, as much as some of the bears want to say that the dollar is going to break down, I'm still seeing a fairly bullish outlook for the U.S. dollar, at least unless things change, a more limited downside. What do you think about the dollar?
Yeah, I mean, calling for a breakdown in the dollar, I just don't see that here. And the reason is gold failed to break out. If gold looked like it was on the cusp of a breakout, that would tell me that, you know, the dollar is probably going to get a lot weaker in that scenario. So the fact that gold has failed to break out again, you know, that to me tells me that the dollar is more likely to move higher than lower. Now, it has kind of traded in a bizarre chart pattern over the long term. I mean, in some respects, it looks like a head and shoulders top, but I don't quite see that, you know, based on the characteristics of a head and shoulders top. But if we're just zooming in over the last year or so, Corey, the price action looks more bullish than bearish. I mean, it's trading at 96.81 right now. If that can make a weekly close above 97, there could be some potential there for it to go to 100 or 101. So, you know, can the dollar get considerably stronger? I think it's possible. And you know, if we're looking for quite a bit more weakness in gold, then that would most likely coincide with a much stronger dollar. But, you know, not necessarily. I honestly would like to see the dollar get quite a bit stronger simply because it would bring the Fed eventually closer to having to really soften their policy and cut rates. And, you know, that would be obviously beneficial for precious metals. So that's kind of my preference, even if it would do a little damage to gold in the medium term. But I would, as far as the dollar leading gold, Corey, usually gold leads the dollar. And so that's why I look at the dollar as kind of a secondary market right now. Gold is, I think it's not really being that influenced by the dollar right now. I think the stock market is just a much bigger influence to precious metals right now, because that's obviously going to reflect Fed policy in some way. Like if the market gets stronger, it goes to new all-time highs and it holds there, you know, then the market is going to start to think that the Fed can maybe cut rates again one or two times. You know, that's negative for precious metals. However, if the stock market would roll over and top out, you know, that's going to be bullish for precious metals.
Exactly. Now, just to clarify, if the market does continue to strengthen, then the Fed would be raising rates, not cutting rates. And we're still waiting for the Fed to cut rates, because I've agreed with you when you were talking months ago about we really need, or gold bulls really need, to see the Fed cut rates to get that gold price moving. Just look at what has happened to the gold price ever since the Fed has been on pause. It's right now, it wasn't an uptrend, but now it's pulling back. The real driver would be a cut in the Fed rates. But let's also talk about the U.S. markets, because right now the U.S. markets are pulling back. And I know I get some of the questions from the gold bugs saying, well, why isn't that further helping gold? If we see the U.S. markets pulling back, that should be helping gold. What are your comments?
The pullback right now in the stock market is really insignificant in the big picture. I mean, it's most likely insignificant, I should say. And the reason is, if we look at the advanced decline line, which of course is the best leading indicator for the stock market, the advanced decline line has made a new all-time high. So it's showing a positive divergence there. So that bodes very well for the stock market. Secondly, you know, when we saw this huge decline in the stock market, if we look at the S&P 500, the clear resistance target, looking at the 200 and 400 day moving averages and just looking at the price action itself, there was resistance in the mid 2600. So let's call it 2650. Well, the stock market was able to just go right through that. Like it didn't even stop it or prevent it from rising that much. And now there's clear resistance at 2800. And so the market had this really sharp rally right through resistance. It got up to the next level of resistance at 2800. And, you know, now it's just having a little pullback. Nothing that's happening in this pullback is bearish. It's had this really strong move up to strong resistance, and it's just pulling back and correcting a little bit. And, you know, I don't know, Corey, it might continue for a couple more weeks. But, you know, when we look at the price action itself, how strong the rebound has been, then we look at the positive divergence in the advanced decline line, and we look at the fact that gold failed to break out, that all tells us that more likely than not, the S&P 500 in the stock market is going to continue higher again and probably retest its high at worst. At best, it's probably going to go through it and make new all-time highs.
All right. And then that always just times with investor sentiment. And if investors are taking a more positive look on the U.S. markets, that's also going to make the Fed more hawkish, you would think. And that all holds gold back. Let's also talk about what has been going on in yields, especially long-term yields. We did see a pretty steep correction in term of the 10-year that topped out at about 3.25, almost 3.25% back in October, but then has pulled back. Looks like to have found a bottom about 2.55. What do you think about long-term yields? Are they going to be in for a bit of a recovery here, a bit of a move higher?
Yeah, that's most likely as well. And look, just looking at the price action, I'm looking at a bunch of different yields. Over the last couple months, it looks like they've grinded out a bottom. And so the short-term trend, at least, or the medium-term trend, is probably going to be higher. And, you know, I'm looking at where these things bottomed, and it looks like they bottomed, you know, right around the end of last year, the beginning of this year. And that obviously coincided with the bottom in the stock market. So if the stock market is going to get stronger, then more likely than not, bond yields, you know, long-term yields like the 5-year, 10-year, 30-year, you know, they're more likely to trend higher than not. And obviously that's, you know, and again, we look at the fact that gold failed to break out, and what's been moving gold and precious metals recently has been lower yields, you know, lower rates, because that, if we're getting much lower rates, then the implication is the Fed is going to be much easier. Maybe eventually they're going to cut. So that was driving precious metals recently. Now we're seeing the reverse of that, which is stronger stock market, stronger long-term yields. Now, I do want to say, Corey, eventually, if we're looking at, you know, a 5 or a 10-year outlook, eventually I do think we will see precious metals in the future. They will rise with long-term yields. But I don't think we're going to see that until the next economic cycle. Now, where we are here and now, we're too late in this economic cycle, and we're not going to get enough inflation for that to be positive for precious metals. In other words, if we get a stronger stock market and we see long-term bond yields rising a little bit, the implication of that is a little bit stronger inflation. But, you know, in that environment, the Fed would probably be able to hike again. And so we wouldn't be seeing inflation rising faster than, short-term yields or Fed rates. So I know that's a little bit, I didn't give the best explanation on that, but essentially, for inflation to be a positive catalyst for precious metals, you really need to see inflation really run and outpace the rate of Fed hikes. And in other words, I don't think that's really possible until the next economic cycle. In the cycle where we are here and now, if we get, you know, more strength in the stock market, bond yields are higher for a little while, and it's kind of sustained for a quarter or two, the Fed is probably going to try to hike rates again. And so that's negative for precious metals.
Yeah. And just in summary, too, the way that inflation has been going, even though it has been ticking up a little bit, it's still very muted. There doesn't seem to be that risk of exploding inflation. Plus, you have the Fed that I know they're paused right now, but if the markets keep moving, then you know what? They still are one of the more hawkish, even though they are paused, hawkish central banks. Just look at what came out of the ECB and the Bank of Canada just yesterday. Jordan, good chatting with you. Thanks for breaking down the precious metals, but also understanding and sharing your thoughts on a wide range of other markets that also impact these metals and the way investors look at the precious metals. Jordan, great chatting with you. Thanks for your time, buddy.